CFGW FM from Yorkton, a Harvard Media radio station. We're more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Fox FM, more hits, more favorites. It's Avery and Reader here, and joining us right now is Janice Pilipo, as well as Bonnie Rushowick of the Yorkton Brick Mill Heritage Society. How are you ladies doing this morning?
We're just fine, thank you.
Excellent. Glad to be here.
Yes.
We are glad to have you here. And of course, we are talking about the Brick Mill Heritage Society's third annual online auction. Of course, the fundraising has been going on for quite a while now to upgrade and renovate and restore the mill itself and build the interpretive center to go along with it. And this auction is one of the fundraisers that's going toward that.
Absolutely. This is our third annual. It's been very successful the last couple of ones, and we're looking for donations now. We are hoping people will reach out. We're looking for people who might offer experiences. Maybe there'll be some large item. Maybe somebody out there has an old piece of machinery, a car, a truck, anything that they think, we don't really need it. Maybe we can donate it and we'll get a tax receipt for it. So we are looking for little things. People might have some really good things. They say, this might be a good thing to donate. And then we have such a wide audience with an online auction. People everywhere are looking for things that you might think, I don't need it anymore. This will be a good opportunity to get rid of it and at the same time get a tax receipt and help raise funds for the brick mill here in Yorkton. The flour mill has been here since the 1890s, and we're very proud of the work. It's been over 10 years that volunteers have been restoring the mill, getting it back into shape. Started offering tours last year, very popular. And of course, in our phase two is to build an interpretive center that can be used for a variety of things, but incredibly important for the heritage of the area. We're talking about the history of grain milling. And not just, we started off with wheat, but we know it's changed over the years.
Yeah, it's really a signature landmark here in the city and for the whole area.
It is, and we're very proud of the work that has been done at the flour mill, and also the events that are taking place out there, and of course, starting with the tours last year. To look into the future and plan with the interpretive center will be a huge addition to the flour mill and to our community. So this is one of the main reasons why we've engaged in these online auctions over the past 3 years.
One of the things with the flour mill, there's probably people everywhere that have some connection, a family member or somebody said, yeah, I remember Dad used to haul grain, or Grandpa, you talked about hauling grain there. I know my parents hauled grain all the way from Belcarris.
Oh, wow.
And to the flour mill. And they'd go home with, you know, umpteen bags of flour. They would go home with rolled oats, you know, wheatlets, all that sort of stuff. And I always tell the story, my husband and I, when we were first married, we relied on some of that because mom and dad didn't have a whole bunch of money, but they kept us in flour and rolled oats, et cetera. So,
the essentials.
Yeah. So I am sure we know people have hauled it from all over the place. This is one of the three remaining flour mills in Saskatchewan, and it is the only brick flour mill. And it was built locally with a brick mill locally by Mr. John Smith, who had a brick factory on his little acreage, and he built it. So we've got so much history here that we really want to maintain, but go forward into the future with the interpretive center, which the plan is to have it kind of an iconic old railway station outline, so that it will really fit in with the heritage of the mill, and it'll be opportunity for interpretive. It'll be opportunity for meeting space for groups, other people, groups and volunteer service groups in the area that will be able to use.
Well, and this auction also provides something for those who are bidding on items while also contributing to the Yorkton Brick Mill Heritage Society. And you guys are halfway there to getting that interpretive center. I guess, what do you guys have planned still to also keep building those funds up?
Well, we also are pleased to have the Rally Around the Mill, which takes place in August. And that generates some income. But what it also does is it brings people together. And everyone enjoys gathering, and that's one thing that the Brick Flour Mill has done with the Rally Around the Mill. If we want to get back to the auction, those who donate any item, the funds that are raised through that item, the donor will receive an income tax receipt for the amount of the winning bid. So there is an opportunity to not only donate items that you would like to share with the auction, but you will also get an income tax receipt as well.
It's a way to give and receive all
give
at the same time.
That's right.
The way to do it.
Yeah.
And for those who are wondering, if you go on to the website www.yorktonflourmill.ca, there's lots of information about how to donate. And take a picture and submit it, or you can get a hold of either myself or Janice. We have some of that information on the site as well. And anybody that is a member of the board or the committee, you can ask, and we'll make sure that we connect with you, and that we will come. Obviously, we are looking for you. And again, it's the if you have an item, go to the yorktonflourmill.ca site, and it will give you some information there. So we're really encouraging people to do it. It's not just for Yorkton, it's for the whole area. It's going to benefit just about everyone. And maintaining our heritage is something that is really important. We have to see where we've been to know where we're going, and that's really helpful.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, of course, the auction runs from May 1st at 6 a.m. until Saturday, May 6th at 5 p.m., so plenty of time for people to bid starting on May 1st, but people got to get on Yorkton Auction Center Auctions website, which is yacauctions.com, and that's where people can bid, correct?
Right. When we have, we'll be putting items up soon as we get a few more in the catalog, and then the Auction Center will be starting to put them online for viewing and opportunity for people to register. We'll get that information up, etc. So start thinking about what you want to donate, and we'll be populating that website as soon as possible.
Awesome. Well, Janice, Bonnie, is there anything else you ladies wanted to mention this morning?
Thank you for inviting us this morning.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you very much, and thank you to all your listeners.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Janice and Bonnie. Take care and have a good one, and looking forward to the auction coming up in May.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Listen live or on demand. Download the app for Alexa and listen to what you want when you want.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.